I couldn't breathe. Like I had just finished running ladders, like I was going to yak up every sunflower seed I had ever eaten, and if there was ever a sunflower growing in me, it was definitely dying right then. I went to go pick up the uniforms at the sporting goods store, and guess whose photo was taped to the window? I didn't say nothing. I couldn't. Guess, Coach insisted, forcing me to say it, but I just couldn't. He snatched the paper back, ripped it into confetti. That's your uniform, Coach said, holding his hand open so I could see the white confetti. And since you can't wear this, he turned his hand over and let the paper fall to the ground like awkward snowflakes. You can't run, so take your silver shoes and have a seat. Wait, Coach, sit, he shouted, pointing at the wooden bench. Everybody looked at me as I started walking, but they weren't laughing, and instead just seemed shocked and concerned, which was probably the only reason I didn't take off running, away from the track and off to the basketball court or Mr. Charles's or any place else. Instead, I did as Coach asked and sit down. And for the rest of you, mind your business, Coach warned the team. If I hear anything about this, anything at all, you can give your uniform right back. Am I clear? The team shook about the prospect of having to hand over their sweet new jerseys, grumbled, and started their warm-up laps. I stayed right there on that bench the whole practice, and Coach never once looked over at me, not even to check that I was still there. It was like he didn't even care. As a matter of fact, I could have just gotten up and left, but that seemed like a bad idea, because I felt like if I left now, I could never come back, and my life on the track team would be over, for good. So I just sat it out and hoped for the best. But I don't know what the best could have been. I was caught. Didn't really think it would happen. And even though I had already told Coach the shoes were a gift from my mom, I still had to tell my mom how I got them at some point. And I'd planned on telling her that Coach got them for me, and then hope and pray that she never thanked him. When I think about it now, that was the stupidest idea ever. Wow. Anyway, the point is, I wasn't a thief. I mean, I guess I was, but I wasn't a criminal. I'd never swiped nothing before. I was just a dude who needed some new shoes to run in. After practice, everybody came over to me, doing the best they could to hold their words in, but sending me all their, "What did you do's?" with their eyes. They each gave me five as they left, and it was like they were giving me my final five, the one that said, "We don't know what's about to happen to you, but hold your head up," the one just before I'd have to walk the plank. "Let's go," Coach threw at me, once everyone had left. His words knocked against my chest like knuckles. A two-piece. Let's go.